Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. An Islamic cleric in Israel says that he would rather die than to see the rebuilding of a Jewish temple in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Sheikh Raed Salah, the leader of the Islamic movement in Israel, speaking to Muslim students at Haifa University, told them that he would rather die than to give up the Islamic holy site where the Dome of the Rock is located in Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, and suggested the students should be ready to do the same. Sheikh Salah also repeated his claim that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu was intending on completing his plan to gain control of the Temple Mount and to rebuild the Jewish temple on the site that Muslims believe is holy, the third holiest site after Mecca and Medina. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Muslims that would give their lives to protect and possess the Temple Mount in Jerusalem are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Temple Mount in Jerusalem is becoming more and more a center of controversy. The Temple Mount is the third holiest piece of real estate for Muslims. To the Jews, it is the most holy site in all of the world and the site of the first and second Jewish temples. Muslims who are ready to die to protect and possess this site would fit a scenario that will be played out in the last days, according to Bible prophecy. Zechariah said that the Temple Mount would be the center of controversy in the end times. That's Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2. Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Joel said that the Muslim world would come to Jerusalem to take it from the Jewish people. That's Isaiah 51:3, Ezekiel 36:35, and Joel chapter 2, verse 3. Ezekiel also wrote of a temple on the Temple Mount for the Messiah to rule and reign from that location. That's Ezekiel 40:46. Ezekiel's temple is the temple for the kingdom period in the future. The next temple to be erected on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem will be the one standing during the seven-year tribulation period. And that's Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, and Revelation 11, 1. However, this next temple will not be built until after the rapture, when Christians depart from earth for the heavens. Until that time, no one can build the temple, even Prime Minister Netanyahu. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...